Welcome to another English pronunciation lesson. Now, today we're going to take a look at something that you've maybe never thought about before in your English pronunciation journey. Maybe you've never learned about this before, okay? And what it is two words where the last sound in the first word is the same as the first sound in the second word. Have you ever thought about this before? Do you know how to say these words? Night train. If you speak fast, I mean, most English speakers speak at just a normal speed. I mean, do you think I'm speaking fast right now or slow? Do you speak fast or slow in your language? You know, when I hear some languages like Spanish, they're just speaking so fast, right? So for me, English sounds more, you know, it sounds slower than Spanish, but maybe for you, English sounds really fast. Okay, so if you speak at just a normal pace in English, this can become kind of challenging for you if you don't know how to handle the situation, right, where these two sounds are back to back. I mean, if you speak slowly, then you can say night train, right? The thing is that when native English speakers speak, we don't speak that slowly. So what do we do in this situation? Well, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you. We're going to take a look at a whole bunch of examples. So I hope this pronunciation lesson just helps you just even just think about something new in your pronunciation. Okay, I think you'll learn something new. Okay, so we're going to take a look at three sounds in this video: continuous sounds, non-continuous sounds, and vowels. Now, you know what a vowel is, right? A vowel is like A, E, I, O, U, you know, those sounds, A, I, A, right? What's the difference between these? Well, I'll teach you. Okay, continuous sounds are sounds that you can make forever. For example, L, you can keep saying that for however long you want. Or right? These sounds are continuous. These sounds, however, are not continuous, right? T, p, b, d, right? There's a lot of sounds that are continuous and a lot of sounds in English that are not continuous. So let's start by looking at the non-continuous ones, these, okay? Where these are, the sound is created by the release, right? T, p, b. You can't hold it forever. The sound itself is created by the release of air. D, right? It has to have the release. Whereas with these, it doesn't need a release. There's no release, right? Okay, so let's take a look at this sentence. I took a night train to Delhi. Okay, I took a night train. So what did I say? Did you hear me? I took a night train to Delhi. So how did I handle those T's? I took a night train. Well, this is what I said, okay? Night train. What do we do here? We take this T and we yield it to this word here, because we've got two T's back to back, right? So we can't say both because we're speaking fast. We're speaking at a normal speed, right? It's too much work to say, I took a night train to Delhi. That's too much work, right? Nobody speaks like that, right? So what do? We make it easy. Okay, we yield. This is a yield sign that you'll see on a road if you're driving. What does that mean? Okay, it means that you have to, that other person has the right of way, right? So what we're doing is we're taking this T and we're giving this sound to this word, the second word, okay? So we're kind of dropping it from this word, but we're not dropping it completely. We're getting ready to say it, but we don't quite say it. So listen, night train, night I'm not really saying the T, right? I'm not saying night. I'm saying night, but I'm ready to say the T. I'm very close to saying it, right? Okay, so night train, night train. Okay, so we're gonna take a look at this yield sign, all right? So there's a pause. Okay, you can hear a pause for a split second. Okay, split second means a very short period of time. Can you read that? Or is my microphone blocking it? Okay, a split second, right, just means a very short period of time. So listen, night train. It's a very short pause with this complete, it's a complete pause, but it's a very short pause. Okay, so if there was no pause, right, if there's no pause and we just take away the first T, then it would be night train, right? I'm taking a night train. Night train. Night train. No, that sounds like one word, right? I mean, this is not an English word, I don't think, but imagine if it were a real word. Let's say it's a, I don't know, let's say it's a drink. Okay, hey, would you like a night train? Hey, I'll crack open a night train for you here. Want a night train? Night train. Right? It's one word and there's no pause. We need this pause. Okay, this pause is important. So, night train. So let's try to hear the difference, okay? Night train. Night train. Night train. Night train. Can you hear a difference? Just close your eyes for a second. Night train. Night train. Right, there's that little pause, and that's very important because it lets the listener know that it's not one word, that it is two words. You're just trying to deal with this T here because it takes too much work to say night train, okay? Now, what if we would get rid of the T on the second word? Then it would become night rain, right? Night rain. Then it would be a completely different thing, right? If it rains, right? It rains at night, a night rain, right? That would be different. So that's why we can't take the T off here. That's important. So this sound is more important than this sound. So we're giving up this sound and we're putting it over here. Okay, so listen to the difference here. Night train, night rain, night rain, night rain, night train, night train. Okay, there's a difference. So we're gonna do a lot of practice. Don't worry. Hold your horses. Hold your horses means just calm down. We're gonna do a lot of practice here, right? So let's look at this one. Another one with the T sound, okay? Eight tacos. Okay, how would we say that? How many tacos did you eat today? You could say, I ate eight tacos. If you're speaking slowly, you could say eight tacos. But if you're speaking normally at a normal pace, now I just want to mention, guys, if you speak slowly, there's nothing wrong with that. Really, there's nothing wrong with saying both of these sounds. I just want to help you to speak like a native speaker if you want to. It's your choice. You don't have to. Nobody's holding a gun to your head and forcing you to speak fast or slow. You choose. But if you want to speak the way most native English speakers speak, at the pace, the same speed, right, then this will come in handy for you. Okay, so eight tacos. We would say eight tacos. Eight tacos, right? We're getting ready to say it. Eight tacos. I ate eight tacos. All right, can you hear it? Okay, here, let's look at another one. Bike component. Okay, remember, k is a non-continuous sound. Right? Bike component. So here we have k and here we have k. Bike component. Right? The word component means part, a part of your bike. Right? Do you have a bike? I have a bike. It is full of components, the pieces of the bike, right? So bike component, how would you pronounce this? If you're speaking normally to your friend and you're talking about your bike component, how would you say that? Well, we would take out the k from the, this one, and we yield the sound over here and we put the little pause here, right? But we don't just get rid of the sound, we get ready to say it. Remember, that's an important part. Bike component, bike component, bike component. All right. Now, let's say your friend is named Rob Baker. Okay, so here we have two b sounds, right? Rob Baker. Back to back. Oh, there comes a plane. Can you hear it? Better take this chance to wet my whistle, guys. This is a pronunciation video. How can you even hear me if there's a loud plane flying over? Water. I love water. It's my favorite drink. What's your favorite drink? If it's water, let me know. Smash that like button if you agree with me. Okay, Rob Baker, right? So, how would you say that if you're talking normally? Rob Baker. Well, again, we would yield the B. Rob Baker. Rob Baker. Okay, we're taking the B, right? And this is important. It's remember, you have to get ready to say it, but you say it over here and there's a pause. Rob. Look, I'm ready to say it. There's pressure there. Rob, I'm putting some air in my mouth, right? Rob Baker, and then I release on Baker. Rob Baker. Rob Baker. Okay, now it's important to get ready to say the B because if you don't, then it would sound like this. Raw Baker. Raw. Look at that. Like I'm not preparing the B for Rob. I'm just saying I'm completely getting rid of the B. Then it would sound like Raw Baker. Raw Baker. Can you hear the difference? Okay, so try to listen when I say Rob Baker. Listen for that pause. Rob Baker, Rob Baker. Okay, so listen to the difference, right? Close your eyes and just listen to the sound of my voice, my beautiful voice. It's not beautiful, is it? I hope you think it's beautiful. Okay, Rob Baker, Rob Baker, Rob Baker, Rob Baker. Okay, I'll say them normally, as I would normally, okay? Rob Baker. Rob Baker, Rob Baker, Rob Baker, Rob Baker, Rob Baker. It's close, right? It's very similar, but there is a tiny difference, right? And that's what I want to draw your attention to listen to this small thing. You know, pronunciation is made up of really small little pieces, right? So don't think that just because something is small, it's not going to have a big impact on your pronunciation, right? Because pronunciation is made up of very small, subtle, subtle things like this. Rob Baker. These are very close, right? I mean, maybe you can't even hear a difference. I don't know. Here, let's look at another one, okay? App preview. App preview. So if we speak slowly, we would say app preview, but if we speak fast, we would say app preview, right? Again, we're preparing the P, but we're yielding the release of it over here, right? App, but my mouth is in the position for the P here. App preview, right? App preview. It's the release that happens here, and there's a pause. So it's important to have that pause, guys. We're going to look at some more examples here. Cupboard door. How would you say that? Cupboard door. Okay. Cupboard door. Right? Cupboard. I'm ready to say it. Cupboard door. Cupboard door. cupboard door. Hey, could you close the cupboard door? Could you close the cupboard door? Could you close the cupboard door? Cupboard door. See, I'm not saying can you close the cupboard door? I'm not pause. I'm not giving a complete stop in between those. You know, it's together, but there's a pause. Cupboard door, right? Okay. Big grasshopper. Ooh, that's a big grasshopper. You know, those insects that jump around. Grasshopper, like a locust almost. So what's the difference between a grasshopper and a locust? I don't know. I think locusts are bigger than maybe than grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are just the small guys with that jump around. They mostly live on the land, I think. I think locusts, they fly a lot and they've got big wings. They're pretty big. I think locusts can be like that big, crazy animals. Okay, so big grasshopper. Now, how would we say this? Now we've already done a few. You practice. What do you think? Well, again, we take this g sound and we yield it over here, but we put a little pause there. Big grasshopper, right? That's a big grasshopper. That's a big. I'm ready to say the g sound, but I haven't released it yet. That's a big grasshopper, right? That's a big grasshopper, right? Okay, guys, so we've looked at the non-continuous sounds. Now let's look at continuous sounds, right? Now remember, continuous sounds are sounds that you can make forever. Okay, so look at these two names, Rob and Bob, right? For this name, you could say Rob. You could say the R as long as you want. You could give it a build up, right? Rob, or like my name, Mark. Mark. Makes my nose kind of itchy. Try to make the sound, right? The sound kind of resonates in your nasal area. Makes your nose kind of itchy. All right, so, but with Bob, we cannot do that. B It has to have a release, right? Bob. All right, so that's just a reminder of what a continuous sound is, right? So let's try to say these two words here. Homemaker. Okay, homemaker. Now, with continuous sounds, it's different. It's not like the non-continuous sounds. We don't have a stop. We don't have a yield sign. It's just a long M sound, right? Homemaker. Listen, homemaker, homemaker. Am I stopping? No. Homemaker, homemaker. But it has to be kind of make it a bit long, a little bit longer, right? Otherwise, people will think this word is just ho, not home, right? Homemaker. It has to be a little bit longer, right? Or look at this, on nights, right? On nights. Hey, are you a doctor or a nurse? You might tell your friend, "Hey, I'm on nights. I'm on nights." What does that mean? That means you're working the night shift for a period of time, maybe 2 weeks. Right? Very often doctors or nurses, they have like, their schedule might be like 2 weeks on nights and 2 weeks on days, right? Have you ever worked nights? That's hard. Boy, that's hard to work like two weeks on nights. Yeah, that's challenging. Okay, so on nights. There's no gap there. There's no stop. She's working on nights. On nights. Okay, can you hear that? It's just a long N sound. Okay, now listen to this. Don named. Don named. Don named his daughter Lucy. Don named his daughter Lucy. Okay, Don aimed at the the buck, right? A buck is another word for a deer, right? A deer with big antlers. It's called a buck, right? Don aimed at the buck, right? So can you hear the difference between this? Okay. The difference is that here it's a longer N sound than here. Here it's a shorter N sound, right? Don named his daughter Lucy. Don named. Don aimed. Don aimed. Don named. Don named. Don aimed. It's close, right? Can you hear it? It's a bit shorter here. It's a bit longer here. Don aimed at the buck. Don named his daughter Lucy. Very similar, right? But there's a difference, and the difference is the length of the N. We want to make it longer. Here's another example with the sound rrr, rrr. Stair rail. Stair rail. Okay, if you have stairs, you know, in your house, you might have a railing, right? You say that's the stair rail. Stair rail. Again, it's just a long R. We don't put a pause here. Stair rail. Okay, stair rail. If you have a short R, like if you were to take the R off that word, it would sound like stair rail. Stair rail. Ale is another word for beer. There's a beer in England called Newcastle Brown Ale. It's pretty good. So stair rail. Stair rail. Okay, so listen. Again, close your eyes. Listen to the sound of my voice. Stair rail. Stair rail. Stair rail. Stair rail. Stair rail. Stair rail. Very close, right? It's very subtle differences here, right? So let's look at another one. Computer repair. Computer repair. And there's another plane flying over my house, ruining my video. Let's look at another one. Jungle laws. Jungle laws. They both end, well, this ends in L. That one begins with L. Jungle laws. Jungle laws. Jungle laws. Right? There's no pause there. There's no stop. Jungle laws. Jungle laws. Jungle laws. Can you hear it? No gap. It's just a long L. Enough football. Ooh, you can never have enough football, right? Enough football. Okay, now you probably already know this, but I just want to say it, that we're talking about the sounds. We're not talking about the letters. Sometimes in English is weird, right? This in English, this in this word, GH sound makes f. Not in some other words, but in this word, it does. Okay, f. Enough football. Enough football. Enough football. It's just a long F, right? Love visit. Love visit. I wish I had a love visit today. Love visit. Okay? It's just one long V. Love visit. Love visit. Like this. Love visit. If it's not long, then it might sound like this. Love is it. Love is it. Love is it. Love visit. Love visit. Can you hear the difference? Let me know, guys, in the comments if you can hear the differences between these. It's longer, right? Love visit. Love visit. Love visit. Love visit. Right? So, hope you guys can hear those the differences. Well, here's another one. Bass. Remember, S is a continuous sound. S, there's no release. You can say it for as long as you want. Until the day you die, right? S base side, base side. Okay, base side. Again, it's just a long S. Now imagine for a second if we were to imagine if we were to take that rule that we used for the non-continuous sounds, and imagine if we were to put it here. Imagine if we were to take out this S sound and we were to put it with a small, like just a small gap, and we were to yield it over here. Then it would sound like bayside, 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 right? That's another word, bayside, bayside, right? If you live beside a bay, you live, by the bayside. Bayside, you could say, I have a house, well, overlooking the bay. Beautiful bay, right? Have you ever seen a bay? I have seen a bay. I was in Jamaica about, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago or something like that. And I was overlooking the beautiful bay. What was that bay called, guys? I can't remember the name of that bay. Montego Bay? Something like that. Guys, beautiful bay in Jamaica. If you get a chance to go to Jamaica, beautiful country. The sunsets there, man, some of the nicest sunsets I've ever seen were in Jamaica. And great country. I love Jamaicans. Okay, bay side, bay, base, bay side. Can you hear it? The S is longer here. Okay, I just wanted to show you this example just so you can kind of think about why it's different, right? And sometimes when we put this here, if we were to put it here with this, it would become a different word. And it's even though it sounds similar. Bay, bayside. Okay. So guys, we've taken a look at continuous sounds, we've taken a look at non-continuous sounds. Now let's take a look at vowels. What do you think would be the case with a vowel? Now, vowel sounds are continuous. Right. So let's take a sound like E. You can say E for as long as you want. E, right? Please. E, you could make that as long as you want. If you're begging someone, please. Please smash like on this video. All right. Happy Easter. It's not Easter. But I wanted to use this example because this word ends in E and that word begins with E. Happy Easter. Well, what do you think the rule would be here? It's a continuous sound, but the rule is different. Okay, here we have a stop. So listen, Happy Easter. There has to be a complete stop, right? I mean, the stop doesn't have to be super long. It could be short, but there has to be a stop. Listen, Happy Easter, Happy Easter, Happy Easter. If there was no stop, then it would sound like this: Happy Easter, Happy Easter. We don't say that. We say Happy Easter, Happy Easter. All right. No oats. All right. No oats. Are there oats in your breakfast cereal? Maybe you like eating granola for breakfast. Granola is a kind of cereal that kind of got oats, maybe some flax seeds or some chia seeds or some almonds, some sliced almonds, maybe some honey, sesame seeds, maybe, and you kind of bake it. It kind of a little bit clumpy, and you pour milk. That's your granola for breakfast. Okay, I love granola. It's a good food. Okay, so you could say there are no oats in my granola. Okay, no oats. No oats. Remember we have a stop here. No oats. Right? If we were to take out the stop, then it would sound like this: notes. Notes. No notes. Are you taking notes on this lesson? You better be taking some notes with your no oats cereal. Okay. Raw almonds. Raw almonds. Okay. Ah, ah. Now, some people pronounce this word almonds. They take out the L, right? They say almonds or almonds. Or maybe they put the L in there and they say almonds or almonds. English is weird. Sometimes people say words differently. I say this word almonds. Okay, almonds. Okay, raw almonds. Raw almonds. So what is it? We have to put the gap, that stop sign, right? Because it's a vowel. Ah is a vowel. So raw almonds. Okay, so guys, remember vowels, you put the stop. For non-continuous sounds like t or p or b, those ones, you put the little yield sign there, okay? And for continuous sounds, you just make them long. Homemaker, okay? Now, guys, there are some exceptions. There are two sounds that I thought of where it's a bit of a we it's a kind of a weird sound. J and ch. Those are kind of weird sounds, aren't they? Age Jack. Okay, so what's your age, Jack? Let's say your name is Jack, and I'm asking, hey, how old are you? What's your age, Jack? Right? Here, there would be a pause. There is a small pause. It would sound too weird if there wasn't a pause. What's your age, Jack? What's your age, Jack? It's a weird sound, right? Is it continuous or is it non-continuous? J, j, j. It's kind of a little bit of both, right? You can kind of say it. J. You can say the part, but you can't really say the j. It requires like a j, j. It's almost like a DJ, right? J, j. Okay, it's the same with ch, ch, right? Church, chairs. Hey, can you help me put the church chairs away? Church chairs. There's a gap, right? So remember, with this sound j and ch, there is a gap. Guys, let's do some homework. Now you're all ready for some homework, right? I hope this has been helpful for you guys. I hope maybe you learned something new here. Maybe you took your pronunciation to the next level. So thank you guys for tuning in. For homework, I want you to pronounce this. How would you pronounce this word? These words. Well, I'll give you a hint. This S is pronounced z, like a z. Why? Because of the sound preceding it, which is a voiced sound. Okay, E, this Calgary, E is voiced. Right, R is voice, G is voice, L, right? Is this voiced or voiceless? Right? There's no voice. It's just breath. It's air. There's no voice, right? So if this C would be before the S, let's say it was Mark's Zoo, Mark's Zoo. Well, the K is voiceless. So then the S makes a S sound. But if the letter before this, if the sound before the S has a voiced, then it's z, right? So guys, this word is pronounced Calgary's, Calgary's. So how would you say these two words? Would there be a stop sign? Would there be a yield, or would it be continuous? Let me know down in the comments, which one of those three it would be. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to help you learn English. And like I said, if your pronunciation is not great right now, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it means no big deal. Just keep trying slowly, and your pronunciation will be awesome in no time. So thank you for tuning in, guys. As always, I love you so much. Hope you're having a great day, and I will see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.